Welcome to the B2B Influence Spotlight on Industry Game Changers podcast. I'm Paula Keoki, founder and CEO of Outward Media. Outward Media is a trusted data partner to Fortune 2000 businesses and startups alike. We provide the highest quality audience data to fuel engaged, integrated, omnichannel campaigns. Our mission is to deliver real data, real results, and invaluable reach to real people. Welcome, everyone. This is Paula Keoki. I'm the CEO of Outward Media, and our podcast is the Marketing Vanguard Leading Voices in B2B Innovation. Today, we're fortunate enough to have Jeannie Delatt. I'm not sure I said it right. She's French, but she'll forgive me. And Jeannie has the VDS Digital Agency. She has a deep focus on data-informed strategies and omni-channel execution, which is music to our ears at OMI. Jeannie helps brands build smarter, more scalable marketing programs, and we're looking to get a little of her thought leadership today. Welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Jeannie, your agency integrates media data and strategy across channels. Are there any tools or platforms that have become indispensable in how you operate and deliver results for your clients today?
Yeah, sure. So I do marketing everything for my clients. I'm really an agency that is a full service agency. So what I use the tools, I use a lot of them, but I try to be a little like forward. The first, I use the UX marketing methodology that I develop. So it's like user experience, user journey into marketing. So for that, when I develop a strategy, we do a workflow and we map the strategy, because in marketing, you have so many things going on, especially with digital marketing. You have social media channels, you can have press integrated to that, you have, of course, a website. So how everything is connected together. So the first tool that I'm going to use is the workflow to really map everything out. Besides that, I then use tools for each single item.
Okay.
I have tools I have developed that are AI tools. Okay. AI is the big thing. What AI helps us to do is to generate blog posts, to generate social media posts, to generate persona, to generate all the content, but in a way, that's why I developed my own tool, because I wanted a way that is consistent with the branding and really shows the personality of a brand. Because if you use ChatGPT, for example, ChatGPT is behind my tool, but if you use it like just on a day-to-day basis, you open a page and you use it, you're going to lose the branding and the personality.
Yes.
So that's why I developed my own tools to be able to keep that in the content we are developing.
Totally.
So that's really...
I totally agree with you, because ChatGPT is a great tool, but as you mentioned, the personality is very important as well. As the company, the individuals that work at the company, et cetera. So I totally agree with you on that one.
So that's why I think AI is great. It's very fast, and especially for marketing when you need so much content. It's also low cost, so you can do 10 social media posts. But if these 10 social media posts don't have the branding and the personality of the brand, it's just useless. So that's why I really use AI as a tool, but in a way that is really part of the user experience, part of the user journey, and it in a way that is mindful, I will say.
Yeah, mindful, critical.
So that's what I use. And then the other tools is Canva, for example, for the design. Yeah. But again, Canva is great because you have the branding kits.
Okay.
So you can put your own branding kits for each client. That's what we do. And then when we build design, we are sure that the design is also related to the personality of the brand, the color of the brand, the font of the brand. I think consistency in marketing is the most important, because if you lose this consistency, people don't really know what they're looking at. They're like, okay, I'm looking at the company, but the colors are changing all the time. The text is never the same. They never talk the same way. Is it really the same company?
That, and I think recall of the brand would get lost if there's no consistency.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's in all the tools, that's really what I'm trying to bring together. And then the last part of tools, it's more the data tools, because once you do all this marketing, it's like you have to analyze the result. So we use Google Analytics, Microsoft Clarity for website, SEO tools, Google Search Console, all these tools that bring us data back from what we do so we can analyze and then improve the next month. I like to roll 30 days by 30 days. So usually we share a lot and then we go back and we're like, okay, what happened? What are the analytics? What are the data we get? What social media posts are working the best? And then we can ask ourselves question the why and figure it out for the next month. Go
Yes,
ahead with that.
it sounds intense.
Oh yeah, marketing is a lot. It's like you share and then you look at it and you don't have any time because you have to share again right away. So it's really what I call ongoing. It's like
Yes.
it's every month, it's all the time, especially social media, it never lets you rest.
Evolving.
So
It's been constantly evolving.
evolving. Yeah, but it's important to have this data because if not, you share and you never go back, so you don't really know if it's actually working.
It's working, exactly. So, as the founder of VDS Digital Agency, what's the most significant shift you've seen in client expectations for marketing performances over the past year? And how are you helping brands adapt?
Yeah, actually, I think we can jump to about just what I said before is like social media.
Okay.
Everybody wants everything now and
Yeah.
fast.
Yeah.
And like, it's the expectation is really high for the how fast we share, how fast we develop, because people are like, oh, you have AI, just it's easy, just do it and share. But they forget that there are first a lot of people involved behind, like an agency is not one person, it's many people. And also, we try to do it great. It's like we don't just do something and share it without thought. There is a strategy. So I try to help my client understand that yes, we have to go fast, but we also have to go back to the strategy and what is the end goal? Why are we doing what we are doing? Because creating content is great, but we need to do it for a purpose. And what is the purpose? What is the strategy? What do we want people to do? That's why I work user journey, because what the journey from I'm seeing a post on social media, but then what is behind it? The post on social media or the likes is never the final goal.
Right.
Getting likes is great, but it won't get you clients. So what is really the goal behind it? And going back to the strategy, I think is really important in that case. What people forget all the time, because it has to be fast, constant, always, and the expectations are really high on that, I feel, lately, especially with AI.
I think they're high too. And what is the outcome? What is it that the client is looking to achieve, and what is the ROI that they're expecting? And I can remember when they didn't really think about it. There's just everybody's just so excited about social media. Let's just do it, right? To your point.
Yes, I think the expectation are really like, and they want like, for example, it's I want to be at the top of Google. Is that the expectation? And you have to go back to explain them how it works. Yes, we can, but that means also we have to put some Google ad in, and how do we manage that? So, I think the expectation are really direct and really high. I want to be the best. It's like to go back and say, okay, what is your budget? What can we do with that? And go back down to earth, I will say, because it's
Yeah.
really easy to say I want to be at the top, but I have no budget. So it's and they always have an example of someone who did it, but there is a little bit of chance sometimes on social media. So yeah, someone can be very popular, but also you never know what is their ROI. You're right, because it's not because someone is popular that they make a lot of money out of it or they have a lot of clients. Sometimes they're just popular. So it's important to go back to, the numbers. You're right. I think the ROI and down to earth and say, okay, what are we really doing?
And understanding that from the outset versus coming in behind. People say it didn't work. Well, you need to establish what is the outcomes and what is the ROI that they're looking for at, from the outset.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's something that is very hard, I think, for a marketing agency because it's the clients never think about it. They are in their world and they
Yeah.
never think about that. And we have to bring back the reality. And it's a hard discussion most of the time.
And educate. Yeah.
Educate. Yeah.
We find the same thing. We have a specialty in email marketing for business development, and they think that you send out an email campaign and all the sales are supposed to happen within 5 hours. And it's just not that
It's not there.
way. So,
It's not going to
no,
happen. It's not going to happen.
education and educate again. What do you see as the biggest challenge when scaling digital campaigns, especially for brands trying to coordinate across multiple channels like email, display, social, programmatic?
I think I already said it before, it's like consistency, the main thing. Really, it's challenging because especially when you start using many tools, that's not why I developed my own, because I was using so many tools that it wasn't consistent and I wasn't getting, I know there are so many social media tools to generate posts, but I wasn't getting a consistent result I really wanted. So I think it's very challenging right now. There are It's too much. And especially when you have all the social media channels, you have Instagram is asking something, LinkedIn is asking something else, Facebook is asking something else, and each channel have their specificity. And you cannot just share to everything the same. So how do you stay consistent? And it's really challenging, I think, with all these channels we have. And the other thing is user relevance. I think it's another challenge because how do we stay relevant to the users? Brands have always a lot to say, a lot to sell, and they know what they want to sell. They know what they want to, like, oh, this is my product. This is the best product. Just buy it. But then we have to think the other way and say, what is relevant to the user? And is it the time they want actually to buy this product? Is it the right way to try to sell it? And I think it's the issue with marketing. When it's becoming like advertising and forcing sort of user to click, because it's not, you force someone to buy something they don't want. So staying relevant, it's really the most important. That's why brands sometimes don't understand because they're so in their products that it's like, it is the best product on the market. Why people don't buy it? And you're just like, okay, go back to the user side. It is summer. They may be not on their computer right now. They are not maybe interested in this type of product at the moment. What is relevant to them that you can give them so they get interested again to your product? And that's what marketing is supposed to do. And it's hard for a brand to understand because they're just like, it's their day-to-day life. So it
Yeah.
doesn't make sense.
And I think especially with maybe the millennials, even they look to get something in return
Yes.
if they give up their email or they give up their information, even more so than previous generations. And we had a client where we did an email campaign where they had a 10% go to the form,
Yes.
just out of a 200,000 mailing campaign, but they abandoned the form at 98% because
Ooh.
they didn't tell them what they were going to give them in return for the information they wanted them to give up. They wanted to give them their name first, then tell them it's not
Yeah, no, it's not going to work. No, that's a very great point because people always want emails and names, but we know what's going to happen if we give our name or our email. We know we're going to receive a phone call. We know we're going to receive an email. We know we're going to be pushed. And most of the people don't want that. So it's okay. I'm giving you this information, but it's value.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. What do you give me in
When you
return?
give
It's
it,
like stuff.
yeah, or
So it's
even
very
if it's just
important.
education, even if it's just,
Yeah.
this is what we have. Here's a white paper. Here's a video on something. They want something in return or get to know what they're going to get before they give that.
Yes. So you're right. And I see a lot of lead generation things failing too because people were expecting just, oh, I see a form, I'm going to fill it out. No, I see a form, I'm going to quit the
I'm going
page.
to
I'm not going to fill anything out. And then they're like, it's weird. It should, even when clients broke the form because he was testing it so much because he thought it wasn't working. I'm like, no, it is working. It's just nobody fill it out
Nobody's
because
filling it.
no one is like seeing a form and say to themselves, oh, I'm going to give for free all my information. And they were asking too much. And I had to explain again and say, maybe we need to do something else because it won't work. And it feels like for people, it feels like if I don't get this information, I'm losing a lead. But it's not really true because some people think, and then they will contact you anyway when it is the right time for them. It's true that in between, you don't exactly know who they are, but they are still there and they are still interacting. So trying to get too fast information sometimes is not the right way to do. I think you feel better as a company if you have name in a table,
To put into a
but
database.
exactly. I think you feel better as a company because you feel you have a pipeline that is full, but also these pipelines still exist even if people don't give their information to you. It's maybe harder to reach, but they're still there.
Yeah. Now, are you incorporating doing omni-channel currently with at least two or three channels at the same time, or how are you operating?
Yeah, most of the time when I work with a client, I do social media as a I always use social media. Then we do email marketing the most of the time too, because and I do the website. So I try to do multi channels. I do a lot of LinkedIn automation, We have automation on LinkedIn. We have tools that send try to reach out to people, stuff like this. So yeah, I never do only one channel. I always have a lot going on. And I think it's funny you say email marketing. I think email marketing is not dead. People are like, email marketing is dead. I was like, no, it is not. It just, there is a way to do it that just has to be integrated to something bigger. You cannot just do emails. And I think you cannot do really one channel. Marketing has to be overhaul.
I agree.
If you do only Facebook, for example, it's too small. Some people are not on Facebook anymore. So it's like you're going to miss a big part of your, and expecting that, for example, that all the people that will buy your product on Facebook is wrong, because some people don't want to be on Facebook for any personal reason. So you're going to miss a lot of your target market, actually, if you are on only one channel.
Agreed. As relates to B2B, what we've experienced in the last year is doing the acquisition email and LinkedIn. So we build the audience, we build the actual audience and upload it to LinkedIn versus building it within LinkedIn. And then we email that same audience. And that was working great last year and going into this year. So totally agree with you. You need to be in more than one space.
Yeah, and you're right. It's taking emails on one side, putting the emails on the other side. Yeah, I agree with you. I believe that a list of emails shouldn't be just static in one tool. It should be moving around, because maybe you're going to reach these people by email, but an email can also lead to a LinkedIn profile, and then you can reach these people on LinkedIn or reverse way. So yeah, that's a great point to say, I think.
And even as a marketer, and you're a marketer, it works on me.
Oh yes, at the first getting in the trap of all the marketing people, and I'm just like, oh, they're good. I just got in the trap of what to send me. Yeah, that's right.
For instance, developing this podcast, the company that helped us create it was emailing me for a year, and I finally raised my hand.
Yes, that's right. Well,
It took a year.
it took a year, but that's the funny part is marketing doesn't have to be aggressive. It has to exist. So of course you're gonna, as a marketer, get in the trap of other marketers, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Again, you say I raised my hand at the moment I needed it. So that means they were not pushy. They were just like reminding you that maybe one
Informational.
day,
It
informational.
was very informational. This is what we do, this is successes, that type of thing. It was not hard sell at all. And yes, that does work.
That does work. Well,
Yeah,
that's why you
even
can
on
lie to them.
marketers.
The market does. This is so funny.
So fast forward 2 years. What's your bold prediction about what will define successful B2B marketing in 2027? What do you think?
Yeah, so that's an hour. So 2027 is 2 years from
I
now. So it's
know.
not that far. It's not that far. First, I think people will use more AI and AI all the time. It's like I hear it like every day. But that's mean on the other side, users are going to ask more for human touch, because users are reacting to other ways the market is working. So if there are so many AIs, people will be like, oh no, I don't want AIs anymore. I want like connection, real connection with brands. So I think the way brand can make it work is by really like pushing the user experience and the storytelling. And that's what's going to make them successful. Because if they try to connect with users instead of just pushing AI things without thinking about the connection itself, they will fail. Because in a year or two, people will figure it out. They will have figured out AI. They will have the vast majority of people will understand how it works. And they will be like, it's a trap, like a scam call. You see the scam call on your phone, you know it's a trap. And it'll fall into it. So I think by reversing the branding, the good marketing will be reversing that and try to connect with the user instead. Still using AI, but in a way that is stay human and user first, I will say. That's why I say UX marketing everywhere, because I think we have to really think user first and user experience into marketing and how this is going to work, because people will figure it out. I'm sure some people already figure it out and already see something and say, ah, nah, that's a robot. I'm not interacting with it. So that's how brand will be successful. I think it's 2 years. It's a bold prediction. It's just a prediction, but going back to the user will be the success.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's the human connection. I totally agree with you. Wow, Jeannie, this is great. You have a wealth of
Thank
information
you.
and a lot of energy. I'm sure your clients love working with you. If somebody wants to have a chat with you, how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. So I'm available on LinkedIn. I use my mundane name. So I use Virginie Delettre. Maybe you can put a link for that because I know it's not easy to write down. But otherwise, you can go to vdsdigitalagency.com, which is my website, very easy to find. And there are some contact options there. And I think that's the best way to go.
Okay. And we'll make sure we get that posted for it. So thank you so much for
Of
attending.
course.
I had a delightful conversation with you.
It was great. Yeah,
And a
thank you. I
wealth of
really like
knowledge.
it.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Paula Keoki, and thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, share it on social media and don't forget to rate or review the podcast wherever you listen. Your feedback helps us grow and inspire others. If you're a successful business leader or marketing professional with insights to share, we'd love to feature you as a guest. Visit outwardmedia.com/podcast to learn more. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and connect with us on social media to join the conversation. Visit outwardmedia.com to explore how we can help take your strategic audience building to the next level. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.